Happy October, neighbor. I really despise the fall and everything it represents. I really struggle with seasonal depression, and the fact that fall comes means winter is right afterwards. But I, a few years ago, decided I was going to create a bucket list, and having something to look forward to and accomplishing something, even if it's as simple as carving a pumpkin, really helps my mood. And another thing that helps my mood is this podcast. I love connecting with other moms and learning from them. If you also have learned something from this podcast, I'd love it if you would screenshot this episode and stick up on your social and then tag me on Instagram at Neighborhood Twin Mom. You can follow me there too. I'll teach you how to make caramel apples, and you can look at pictures of me at the pumpkin patch and doing my fall bucket list, because that's what helps me get through it. My fall bucket list and connecting with you other moms. Like Alina Pena, my guest say, I got connected with her through Jaylena, who was on episode 4, who was amazing as well. We all grew up in the same hometown, and Alina went to the rival high school, but it's okay. We could still be friends. She is a mom to tween boy-girl twins, who they just moved across the country. And so she talks about raising tween twins and moving. And she's here to tell her journey as another mom, just trying to figure it out like the rest of us. I'm Amber. I have 5 young kids, including a set of boy-girl twins. My kids were all born within 6.5 years of each other. It's a lot of kids in a little amount of time. It has been quite the journey parenting all these kids so close in age. I've learned a lot over the years, and people often come to me for advice. But let's be honest, I don't know everything. And in those cases, I turn to other moms for their advice. I believe that people living it and doing it are the real experts. So that's why each week I'll sit down with a real expert, one of my friends, a mom like you, to get all the advice you asked for. And some you didn't. This is Neighborhood Twin Mom. Welcome to the neighborhood. All right. Today on the show, I have Alina, and she is friends with Jaylena from episode 4. So she connected me with Alina, and I'm going to have you introduce yourself a little bit and your family.
Hi. Yes. My name is Alina, and I've known Jaylena for probably half my life. I grew up in Tracy, California, and I've had many jobs, actually. I used to work in finance, I was a teacher, and now I work as a social seller, and I'm a color street stylist, so I'm pretty excited about being on that journey. I have twins. They are 12 years old, a boy and a girl, Grace and Joshua. Grace does competitive gymnastics, and Joshua is a baseball player, and he's an all-star, so I'm pretty proud of both of them. My husband and I have been married for 15 years, and we recently moved to Texas just a little over a year ago.
All right. So let's start out by, I want to know, when you started a family and when you wanted to start a family, was this how you pictured what your family situation would be like?
No, definitely not. We actually used to say that we wanted 4 kids. Then we got 2 at once. I have twins that run on both sides of my family, actually. 2 years before I got pregnant, one of my cousins had twin girls. And 2 years before that, a different cousin had twin boys. So I just kind of had this thought in my head, like, I think it might happen to me, but I would tell my husband, like, I think just the first time at least, let it be one, because I knew that it would be overwhelming being a first-time parent and also having twins. But I just had this feeling in the back of my mind that it would happen to us, and it did. Yeah.
I noticed that with a lot of twin moms, that they have like this premonition. Well, I think it's probably 50-50. Like, half of twin moms are like, oh, I just knew it was going to be twins. And the other half is like, holy cow, I had no idea I was going to have twins, but I had a feeling that I was having twins too. So you guys just moved to Texas. Tell me about, that's a big change for a family that's, you know, moving halfway across the country with tweens, and tell me what it's been like to transition to a move like that.
Yes. Deciding to move was such a huge decision. It was a hard decision. My mom helped so much, especially when they were younger. I feel like she practically lived with us for the first year. So leaving my family was really incredibly hard. She still drove the twins to school every day and picked them up when I was full-time teaching. My husband was born and raised here in Pearland, the city that we moved to. So we had visited and we had talked about you know, make wanting to make a change, wanting to have our dream house, wanting to maybe have a little bit of a different adventure, explore this side of the country. You know, so it sounded good in theory. And then when it actually happened, it was just so incredibly emotional. And it took a while to adjust for sure. But having family in the town that we moved to was a huge help.
So any advice on like transferring schools with kids? Cause that's a big challenge. I feel the same way. I'm like, I kind of want a new adventure, but also that's such a disruption to a family. Like any advice on that type of transition?
Right. The paperwork I would say was most overwhelming, you know, getting all that done. I had never done that before. Finding new doctors, finding new schools, making sure their shot records were up to date for the different states. And then, of course, it was during COVID, so it was a little bit different. I couldn't just go into the school, meet their teacher. There was no physical meet the teacher night. Probably just staying in contact on email with teachers.
How have the kids adjusted to new schools?
They have. They say they really like it. It was hard for me in the sense that they were going to the same school that I went to growing up, and my parents actually had went there too. They were in Jefferson School District. So I had a deep connection there. I knew teachers. The superintendent was my seventh grade teacher, and the principal was a year older than me. So we had played volleyball together. So that sense of community was really hard for me to lose. I did not teach last year during the pandemic. My job as a social seller and Color Street stylist allowed me to do that. But this year I'm subbing and I'm kind of checking out the schools, which has given me a sense of getting back into the community and knowing the schools, knowing the teachers.
So it sounds like it's been a bigger adjustment for you than it has the kids.
Yes. They seem to have adjusted well. I would say the only difference is I feel like I don't know their friends, I guess, because everyone is still kind of keeping their distance. They come together for school, but no one's kind of doing, other than sports, no one's doing very many like after school kind of play dates, come to my house, that type of thing.
Right. How many years did you teach? What grade did you teach?
I taught first grade for 4 years and I subbed for several years before that, before I decided to make that jump into becoming a full-time teacher. Initially, I had went to school for business. So I was working in finance kind of during that big financial crisis that we had. And then when the twins were 14 months, I was laid off from my position and took some time with them and kind of decided, well, you know, it's not looking really good for me getting back into finance. So I'm going to do something else.
So here's a teacher question. Did your twins stay together or did you separate them throughout elementary school?
They were together from pre-K or preschool to, let me think what year, until through third grade. Fourth grade, they were separated. And I think we had always kind of, you know, made the suggestion to the teacher, like, oh, we like them together. And they had never had any issues being together as far as like competing in class or being rude to each other. So we felt that it was okay. And it was easier for homework, especially when the couple of times one of them forgot their worksheet and we could just make a quick copy of it. Fourth grade, they were separated and they did fine. Like at first it was kind of like for me and I think for my mom, because she would take them to school. She was thinking like, I don't know about this. And for me, I was like, I have to remember two teachers' names and I can't remember which one is which because I was just always so used to having one.
Were they in separate classes because of your choice or because of the school just happened to do that?
Yeah, the teacher just happened to do it. She didn't, you know, ask, hey, do you want them together? She just made the decision on her own. And I didn't question it. Of course, it was the following year when we found out, but maybe she thought they would do better separate as they were getting older. Maybe she could see that in them.
And did the kids handle it okay to be separated?
They did. Yeah. Actually, when they went to fifth grade, they moved schools to Jefferson. They went from Monticello to Jefferson and I requested that they be together and they were. and it was fine again. And they switched classes more often. So I think the shorter time period, they weren't together, you know, all day.
So did you teach any twins when you were teaching? Did you have any twins in your classes?
I believe I did for, we used to have kind of a rotation for certain subjects like science, PE. So I would do the PE rotation, and I did have twins come to me, but at separate times.
Okay.
I don't remember ever having twins in the same class.
Because my twins are together, and I have kind of, the first couple of years, I'm like, well, I want you to be together for the same reasons that you did. I'm like, it's just easier with parent-teacher conferences and homework and stuff like that. And my kids are fraternal as well. So I don't worry about them relying on each other too much. But I always wonder what the teachers think when, right, are you clumping my kids together? Are you making sure that you're teaching them separately? Are you making, but again, my kids are boy-girl twins, so I don't worry too much about it. Like, you can definitely tell them apart, you know who is who. But I just wonder.
Right.
The other side, like, what are the teachers thinking when there's two? But I also think it's probably more convenient for them too to only have to communicate with one less parent. So it's probably nice for them too. I don't know.
That's true. Less that parent teacher conference time. Well, I mean, they would already be there, so it would, right, be a longer meeting. But I could see how same gender twins could be affected in the classroom, thinking from a teacher perspective. Like you said, always maybe them wanting to be in the same group together, wanting to help each other, you know, coming to the carpet and sitting always by each other. I can see that for sure.
This episode brought to you by Betty's. It's an all-in-one fitted sheet, blanket, comforter set for your bed. It makes the bed making experience easy. Get it? Bed ease. The fitted sheet fits around your mattress with thick elastic. And then with the heavy duty zipper, blanket, top sheet, comforter combined, zip to the fitted sheet, making it very easy to make the bed. Once the bed is zipped, it looks like a hotel bed. You know, the sheets are all perfectly secured under the mattress, and the top sheet comforter is smooth and taut. One of my favorite parts is that the inventor and CEO of Betty's is a twin mom. She was frustrated when her twin boys wouldn't or couldn't make their beds on their bunk beds. So she set out to find an easier solution. Enter Betty's. I personally have purchased 4 bedding sets. I have a set on my queen size storage bed. I no longer have a comforter flapping down, getting stuck in the drawers. We also have 3 twin size Betty's on our triple trundle bed. If you've ever tried to make a trundle bed or any bed push up against a wall, you know that it is a difficult task. But with Betty's, since you just zip all the pieces together, my kids can easily make their beds by themselves. Try it out for yourself with my promo link. You'll receive $50 off your order. They also have a 14-day, no questions asked return policy. You won't regret it though. I convinced my mom to get 2 sets for the grandkid bunk beds at her house too. They even have special sized ones for your RV or trailer. Oh, and every Betty set comes with 2 coordinating pillowcases. Remember, use my promo link in the show notes to receive $50 off your purchase. Yeah. So what is it like now with your twins and friends? Are there issues with friend groups? Or I know I shouldn't worry about this, but I worry that my twins are boy girl twins. And when they become tweens and teens, having like the different genders over and stuff, I mean, people have lots of kids that are different genders and they're not twins, but for some reason, I really worry about that. What's it like with the friend group having boy girl twins?
I think them hitting that puberty, that tween stage during COVID, it hasn't been the same as it normally would. We may have had seen more friend interaction. They seem to have different friends. They're in completely different classes. I believe they have 1 science class together. And Grace, my daughter, she's asked to go to the park a few times. We met with a couple of girls this last time. There was a boy invited, which she didn't, you know, mention. But once we were there, I'm like, okay. Joshua's more into the online gaming. So he kind of hangs out with his friends online. And his best friend that used to live in the same neighborhood as us and Tracy actually moved to New Braunfels, Texas, right after us. So he's happy knowing he's close. We did get to hang out on spring break. So I have yet to deal with groups of different gender friends. But like you said, it's always been in the back of my mind. I remember telling my husband years ago, like, oh my gosh, when they're teenagers, we can't ever like go out of town and leave them because they would have all their friends over.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't. I have, my kids are all close in age anyway, so it shouldn't matter that they're twins. But for some reason, yeah, I get fixated. I worry about that probably more than I should. Do your kids get along? Because also I have heard, like, okay, so a lot of twin moms just want their kids to be matchy-matchy and be twins and have twinhood be part, like, really ingrained in their identity. And so it's, I think it's a fear of a lot of parents that their twins won't get along or that they will fight when they get older. And I do know some twins who don't like each other. I mean, just like any siblings sometimes won't get along necessarily with another sibling. So what is your, what are your kids' relationship like?
They were always really close since they were little. I had two bedrooms that were actually right next door to each other. They were only separated by a wall. And right before they were born, my dad's a contractor. And I was like, can you take out this wall for me? I just want like one big nursery. So they shared that up until the time we moved to Texas. And they loved it. They slept in the same bed together. And I'll tell you, okay, they are 12. They still sleep in the same bed. They have their own bedrooms. They could be bickering during the day, and then at the end of the night, they're in bed together. I have noticed with this kind of tween age, and I remember it myself, it's kind of that age where you kind of start maybe to be embarrassed of your parents or, you know, your siblings. And so I still a little bit of that going on. They might kind of separate during the day, but then they come back together at night.
And how do you, they're in different sports, and they have been in the same class and haven't been in the same class. How do you help them to know their worth or their value in different areas? I just, even when, especially because my kids are in the same class, they compare each other. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I did this on an assignment or I did this. Have you noticed that with your kids? And how do you help them to know, like, oh, you have different abilities and skills?
Yeah, definitely different strengths. I feel like I just try to emphasize the different strengths. For example, Joshua, things come very easy to him academically. He doesn't really have to try very hard, but he will, you know, do it quick. And it's kind of like just a good enough attitude. And then I'm going to move on. But Grace, she has to work very hard for her grades and she still gets very good grades. It doesn't come as easy to her. So I always, you know, tell her, you are a very hard worker. You should be so proud of yourself. So always just be the positive reinforcement, the words of encouragement. Yeah, that's a great question. Something I definitely need to think more about. And as they get older, it's something that's on my mind, the way we speak to our children. And you know, even if we think to our own childhood of things that we heard that we know affected us, definitely keep that on the mind.
Or maybe it's just something that I worry about that I shouldn't worry about. But I'm like, oh, she's got older kids. She's got to tell me all the things. You're a few years ahead of me. My twins are 7. So I'm like, ooh, you're a couple years ahead. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to do, Alina.
Yeah. To think about it more. Because, you know, a lot of what we do every day, we're not stopping to think about what we're actually doing, but it is nice to step back and, you know, think about it, especially as they're getting to this age. I feel like I'm forgetting some of the younger years, not so much the years, but the days, like that old mm-hmm. saying, the days are long, but the years are short. I find myself like not remembering the day-to-day stuff when they were younger and questioning myself, like, gosh, was I a good parent? Was I paying enough attention when, you know, we were at the park? Was I enjoying watching them play? That sort of thing.
Do you feel that? Do you feel like, oh, I should have done things differently? I miss things. Are you feeling that?
I do. And I think it's because I get the question a lot of, oh, are you going to have more kids? And now it's like they're 12 and that's a huge age gap, but I've never really had that feeling that I could say like, I'm completely done. There's moments here and there, and I never got to experience it again, things that I would do differently, things that I would change or do more of. So I definitely do feel that. And I was looking at some videos in my phone the other day, and I was like, okay, I was a good parent. You know, I think we all have those questioning moments. Like, I feel like, oh, I was changing careers. I was so busy, you know. Like I said, just kind of forgetting the day-to-day stuff as they're getting older.
My husband's question was, like, now that they're hitting puberty, have you noticed a change in their relationship? I guess you kind of already answered this, but as they are getting older and hitting puberty, have their relationship changed and their attitudes towards each other? How has it been now that they are in the tween age?
Yeah, I think I did touch on it a little earlier, but I guess it's just that it's that whole tween. I'm embarrassed if you do something weird. It's so hard to explain, but I remember, being that age and thinking that everybody's thinking about you, but really everyone's just thinking about themselves. So I kind of see that more where, for example, the bus picks them up on the corner of right next to our house. So like on the first day of school, it was our first time riding the bus, and they were with us. They were like, why are you coming out here? Like, why? Like, we don't really need you. And we're like, oh, we're just being good parents. We want to see you get on the bus. So I've seen them kind of like out on the corner, like maybe where they're just hanging out. They're not really talking to each other that much. They're trying to put off that cool vibe before they get on the bus. So there is definitely that.
All right. What's your best advice for twin moms who have younger twins than you?
I would say just really enjoy them. You hear people say all the time that it goes so fast, but it truly, truly does. And you just have that moment where you're like, oh my goodness, it feels like yesterday I brought them home from the hospital and now it was like a blink of an eye. It truly was. And sometimes I wish I could go back, because especially because I didn't have more kids, I didn't get that opportunity to do things differently. So I just try to remind myself going forward, what can I do differently to be present? For example, when I remember going to the park, you're just so exhausted and you're like, I just want to read a magazine. I love to read, we're at the beach and I'm like, I just want to read a book on the beach. And, now in my head, I'm thinking like, did I watch them play enough? Did I build a sandcastle with them? Like just remembering to take those moments as well, because it really does go fast. And take a lot of video, because I know that we take a lot of pictures, but I wish I had more video of their voices, the way they sounded at different ages.
That's good advice. My husband always says that he wants more videos too. But I always think, oh, I'm going to remember this, so it's okay. Today, actually, I found a picture that I have taped up on the inside of one of my cupboards, and I thought it was the cutest thing. One of my kids drew it for me for Mother's Day, and I didn't put who drew it. And I was like, well, it's so meaningful to me, I'll always remember who gave it to me. But then I came across it today, I'm like, I can't remember which kid drew this or how old they were. I'm like, oh, I should have written on it how old they were and who was it, because it was so sweet when they gave it to me. But I can't remember who it was, even though I said I was going to remember.
Yeah, I can relate.
All right. Well, Alina, thank you so much for chatting with me. Where can we find you?
Yes, you can find me over on Instagram at Alina J. Pina. I'll spell it for you. AlinaJPina. And on Facebook, Alina Pina. I'd love to get to know some more twin moms.
I'll link both of those in the show notes so you can check her out. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to hang out some more, you can follow me on Instagram at Neighborhood Twin Mom. If you want more info on what we talked about in this episode or a transcription of the audio, head to neighborhoodtwinmom.com. If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star rating and review. This helps other people be able to find the podcast. Music for this episode was composed by Cameron Norby. Find more of his work on YouTube.
Pina, okay. Pina Colada, Alina Pina.
Yeah.